Today in Florida, lawyers for the gunman who killed 17 people at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School 4 years ago delivered their opening statement. They are arguing that their client should be spared the death penalty. Nicholas Cruz has already pleaded guilty to the murders. The jury will decide on his sentence, death or life in prison without parole. NPR's Greg Allen is at the courthouse in Fort Lauderdale. And Greg, the Cruz trial has been going on for over a month. Why did it take until now for the defense to begin delivering its opening statement?
Well, you know, Ari, this is a very tough case for the defense because the facts really aren't in dispute at all here. In February of 2018, Nicholas Cruz, a former student at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School with a long history of behavioral problems, brought an AR-15-style rifle to the school and began shooting. At the trial, surveillance video was shown that showed him in the school killing 17 people and wounding 17 others. The defense appears to have wanted to put some distance between all that and the emotion, the horrific nature of the prosecution case, put distance between that and their case. In the first few weeks of the trial, the jury heard from students who were wounded and then survived. They described the horror of watching their classmates die in front of them. There was also graphic testimony by medical examiners about how each of the 17 victims died. But today, Cruz's defense attorney, Melissa McNeil, seemed to be trying to turn the page.
Everyone here agrees that Nicholas deserves to be punished. Without a doubt. But life without the possibility of parole is a severe enough penalty.
You know, in Florida, the jury must be unanimous in awarding the death penalty. Cruz's defense is hoping that they can convince at least one juror that life is the appropriate sentence here.
And how are defense attorneys making that case that Cruz should be spared the death penalty?
Well, under Florida law, jurors must weigh aggravating factors versus mitigating factors in deciding on the death penalty. The prosecution has laid out for the jury a host of reasons why they're asking for the capital punishment, the fact that multiple murders were committed and that it was, in legal parlance, horrendous, atrocious, or cruel are just two of the aggravating factors. But McNeil today told the jury she would begin presenting the other side, be telling them some of what she called the chapters of his life.
We will give you reasons for life. And that is called mitigation. Mitigation is any reason that you believe that the death penalty is not an appropriate penalty in this case.
McNeil said this isn't intended to justify or explain the attack and the 17 deaths, but it's to present a full picture of her client's troubled history.
So as that full picture begins to unfold, what do you expect the defense to say that might offset the horrific nature of these shootings?
Well, Cruz's defense is focusing a lot on the source of his problems, and they looking at presenting two women, his birth mother and the woman who adopted him with his infant, kind of pointing to them as the kind of source of some of these issues. Today, the jury heard testimony about Cruz's birth mother, who's now deceased. A former friend said she was a drug addict and an alcoholic who likely conceived him through her work as a prostitute. The defense says it'll present testimony and evidence that Cruz suffers from fetal alcohol syndrome. Defense attorney Melissa McNeil detailed problems first identified when Cruz was just 3 years old, that he was developmentally delayed, that he had communication and behavioral problems, and that he needed a supportive, structured educational environment. McNeil said Cruz's adoptive mother for a time ignored her son's problems and the need for help. She also talked about disturbing drawings and threats of violence that Cruz continues to produce even now while he's in jail.
But his brain is broken. He's a damaged human being, and that's why these things happen.
Among those who testified today was Nicholas Cruz's sister, Danielle Woodard. She's a decade older than Cruz, and she painted a picture of a terrible childhood that she had and her mother's rampant drug and alcohol abuse when she was pregnant with Nicholas Cruz.
What else do you expect the defense to present as this unfolds?
Well, we're going to likely hear from a series of witnesses, including family, friends, and expert witnesses. The defense will try to make the case that many people along the way, from Cruz's mother through officials in the school district, ignored his problems. Another person expected to testify is Cruz's younger brother, Zachary. He's had his own history of troubles, including a run-in with police when he trespassed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School after the shooting. He's now living in Virginia. It's not really clear what he'll be saying, but we'll be hearing from that very soon.
It's NPR's Greg Allen speaking with us from in front of the courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.